Let's take a look at Mom Donnie. Let's take a look at a guy we do like. Today's military strikes in Iran carried out by the U.S. and Israel mark a catastrophic escalation in an illegal war of aggression, bombing cities, killing civilians, opening a new theater of war. Americans do not want this. They do not want another war in pursuit of regime change. This is a fact, by the way. Only like 20% of Americans are in support of a war with Iran. They want relief from the affordability crisis. They want peace. I'm focused on making sure every New Yorker is safe. I've been in contact with our police commissioner and emergency management officials. We're taking proactive steps. Mamdani, you have to call the White House. Mamdani, you have to call the White House, okay? You have to convince Trump to stop. We know you can do it. We know he'll listen to you. You have to. Please. Mr. Trump, pick up the phone. I know you don't want hate. This isn't you. We're taking proactive steps, including increasing coordination across agencies and enhancing patrols of sensitive locations out of abundance of caution. Additionally, I want to speak directly to Iranian New Yorkers. You are part of the fabric of this city. You are our neighbors, small business owners, students, artists, workers, and community leaders. You'll be safe here. Nice. The only real Democrat. The only Democrat who represents the will of the American people. You know? Literally. Like that. The only one. Every single other one. All Zionazi slaves. Freaks. I saw this because it got quote tweeted by Bill Ackman, this fucking freak, which again, like Americans, you choose. Do you want the can-do spirited, popular New York City mayor who's captured the hearts of millions, who works every day to make the city that he represents a better place? Or do you want this disgusting freak, money man, whose job is to petulantly whine that we are being anti-Semitic by not supporting Israel enough? The man who at every moment, every day, he wakes up and he thinks, how can I make this about me, about us, about Israel? Every single day.
So let me get this straight. You support the Khomeini regime that killed 38,000 protesters.
Really? Did he say that? Is that what he said? This is the juxtaposition, by the way. You either support, and this really is the line. You either support this, or you support this. That's it. It really, truly is. Like you either endorse a disavowal of American military expansionism as support for the will of the American people, not invading Iran, or this disgusting freak, these hateful, rich MIC, these deep state fucks who will use every... Seriously, like we all saw how Bill Ackman acted throughout Mamdani's primary and in the lead up to the general election. They don't give a fuck about America. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about your affordability, your housing, your grocery costs. They don't care about your happy. They don't care about any. They have no love of country or of people or of anything. They only there's. It's just a purely like class based grievance. They literally only care about Israel, and they only care about Israel because Israel is aligned with the pocketbook. That's it. All of that would disappear if Israel like. Tomorrow, Israel had secular democratic leadership or like just not openly Hitlerite leadership, then it would shift and they would back some kind of revanchist military junta that would overthrow the new democratic regime of Israel and install their double Hitlerite regime. Like they really are awful, awful, evil people.
Let me get this straight by lying about what you're saying that everyone can see clearly as day. You support the Khomeini regime that killed 38,000 protesters and maimed hundreds of thousands of more, a regime that has repeatedly called for death to America and has killed thousands.
Listen, man, Iran has said death to America many times. You're the only one who's actually managed to do it, okay? The economic and social interest that Bill Ackman represents have killed millions of Americans. If you talk about economic deprivation, income inequality, lack of proper health care, the broad, and it is that simple, by the way, you know, the world is very complicated in like the granular details, but the overall moral swath is actually shockingly simple. People associated with Trump represent basically every evil on earth. Everything you can do to make this country worse, they're there on the other side of it. Because I'm not saying the world is a zero-sum game, but it's not an infinity some game. And there are people who want what you have, and they have the power to take it, and they've been taking it. Year after year, month after month, they've been taking it, and they take and they take and they take. And now everyone feels stretched thin, and they have more than they ever had before. The 1% have a greater percentage of wealth than any point in human history, and we're just supposed to give them more and more and more. You must support increased support for Israel. More money, more weapons, more UN votes. We're the only country that votes to defend them in the whole world. The entire world agrees that Israel's insane. It's just us.
only us. And then you look at the justifications we provide, and they're so flimsy, they're so transparent, they're obviously disingenuous. People like Fetterman can't even offer an excuse for why they believe what they believe. How is it good for the constituents of the state of Pennsylvania, the state that you represent as a senator, that we attack Iran? And he just clams up because they know that it isn't, and they don't care. They don't care. This is exactly how much Zionists care to convince you. It's why the only argument they've ever bothered to construct is you're anti-Semitic. Meanwhile, these are the most anti-Semitic motherfuckers in the world. They benefit from anti-Semitism because it galvanizes the population of Israel against them. They love anti-Semitism. They love it. They love anti-Semitism as much as the Nazis loved anti-Aryan sentiment from the Jews in their country. You don't think the Nazis were fucking delighted every time they got like a prominent Jewish artist or industrialist who was saying something negative about the Nazi regime? They love that shit. It reaffirms their fucking propaganda. You get one guy, you find one guy who's like, I don't know, got a grievance or whatever, broadcast it, you know, get Himmler on that shit, put it out on every fucking radio program. Hey guys, this is what they all think of us. And then you radicalize another 10 million fucking Nazis. That's the whole point. They love it. These fucking Epsteinites. One that has taken away women's rights and freedoms for the Iranian people, as opposed to the Trump administration, you know? The Trump administration that I support. I'm so sincerely concerned by the reactionary tendencies of the Iranian regime, which is why I support all of those tendencies in the United States. Oh, but it's different. No, it's not. Like all of those Republicans who kept running with the line, well, Arabs would throw gays off a building until the mainstream Republican position on gay people became, we will throw gay people off of buildings, and then they stopped saying it. Remember that? Remember that? Decades and decades of, well, did you know that they're homophobic? But once homophobia became like the mainstream vice signal for them, they were like, yeah, okay, we'll stop mentioning it because we can't mention it without a bunch of people in our crowd going based, based, based behind us. Then you call our efforts to destroy the evildoers a catastrophic escalation. You also support those who attack our police force. You take the side of the criminals rather than the victims of violent actors in our city. How is it that you can't differentiate between good and evil? Why is this so hard for you? Browbeat, 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 browbeat. Anti-Semitic, anti-Semitic, anti-Semitic. These people should all be arrested. They're traitors to the United States. I really, truly believe that we should just, if we had a based regime in power, a truly based one, we would just blanket arrest everyone over a certain income level, and we would just make them defend what they have to us, you know? Because odds are, solid like 95% of them have openly supported efforts to roll back the Constitution and impose an anti-democratic regime, you know? It's pretty much the entire capital class. Keep Rikers open for them. Gotta kick it open. Vosh is okay with fascism if he's doing it. Classic fascist position. We need to remove the influence of wealthy people from government. They love doing that, man. They love doing that shit. Very principled position on their end. You can't defend democracy. That's fascist. God, I hate these people. In an environment where Democrats, by and large, support these attacks on Iran, people like Zoran Mamdani are only going to grow more important. We need voices speaking out against this. Tallarico has spoken out against it. Plattner has spoken out against it. Rogue Khanna has spoken out against it. We need a new wave of Democrats who are brave enough to challenge the deep state and everything that it represents. The intentions of the deep state have grown ever more unpopular since October 7th. I think that to an extent you can trace that trend back to the intifadas, but like especially since October 7th, you know? The big problem, I think, like the big strategic error, was that after October 7th, Israel got radicalized to the point that continuing to defend them would end up being optically unjustifiable. It's a lot easier to defend Israel when in 2006 or whatever, we're embroiled in war in the Middle East anyway, and the Palestinians, there's not as much like attention given to the Palestinians. It's just an easier bet for them, right? But now it's almost indefensible. Rather than cutting their losses and running, they have continued to defend, you know, hand over fist, nonstop. And yet they were evil then too. Of course they were evil then too. But now it's harder. It's a harder, you know, line to justify. Jesus Christ with the quotes. If only Congress was alive to see this. That's true. Are we seeing progress in this? IMO, I think there are more progressive anti-establishment politicians as opposed to other times in the 21st century. Yeah, probably. I think so. I think that like the West right now, the population of the West is having kind of a crisis in faith of democracy because you have two sides basically. You have the right wing, which openly does not believe in democracy and offers an alternative, and then you have the left wing, you know, left wing, right? The Democrats or I don't know, the Labour Party in the UK, whatever you prefer. And all what they offer essentially is the status quo and an increasingly unconvincing set of justifications for why they can't do more. Like, it used to be easier for them, but how the fuck, as a Democratic politician now, do you endorse the status quo when things are falling apart this quickly, when everything is this crazy, this bad, this loud? I think that a lot of people are having that crisis of faith. That's one of the reasons why I've said, like, I'm not voting for Gavin Newsom for the president, no matter what. And I think that's because, like, I'm worried that the American people might make the wrong move. They might give up completely and become apathetic and allow themselves to be ruled like cattle rather than to remain principled and hope for something better, even if that hope is marginal and kind of incremental. But I don't think that Gavin Newsom represents anything better. I think Gavin Newsom represents, at most, like a slower decline. And that's the positive take. Like, that's the better case scenario, you know? So, yeah. It's not good. Also, to an extent, it's about like the betterment of the lives of the people of Israel. Not that they're the victims here, but I really don't think anything's going to change in the near future that gets rid of Israel. Like, realistically, they're not all going to be just removed from the region. That's not very likely. But somebody needs to give them a wake-up call, you know? There needs to be some kind of global reckoning with Israel, probably led by the United States, that knocks them out of this, you know? No, I'm not. It's not Fed posting. It's true. Like the right now, they're on a collision course for annihilation. They will attempt to conquer the world. They will continue to do this over and over and over and over and over again. They will not stop. And like inevitably, that is a path that will get all of them destroyed. It would probably be better if they learned earlier on, like, hey, you don't actually have infinite permission to do what you want. The fact that us continuing to give them leeway time after time is why they've arrived at this position. It's how they've gotten to this point, you know? They do need a rude awakening. It's why AOC is wrong on the defensive weapons. Yes, we should not be providing any defensive weapons to Israel.